This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, a new episode of Thrillin' Thursdays, which is part of the Cinema Recall podcast over at thatmomentin.com. Now, this is also the show known as Terror Tuesdays, or maybe Weird Wednesdays, Freaky Fridays, any day of the week you want to call it. This is the episodes where me, the Vern, I will go ahead and review a few horror features. And I'm trying my best now to focus on a movie that is new and a movie that's a little bit older, all right? So on this episode, I will be reviewing Mandy, starring Nicolas Cage, and The Innocents, starring Deborah Kerr, all right? So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into my thoughts about the movie Mandy. Here's a small trailer. I'll be right back.
So what are you going to do with that, man?
I'm going hunting.
So what you hunting?
It's crazy evil.
You think you're so in love? I'll show you love.
Oh man, they wronged you. See the cosmic darkness.
It glowed from within, strange and eternal.
All right, so Mandy, I have been seeing trailers of this movie, and I have been hooked on seeing this. This from director Panos Cosmatos. This is the second feature. Next to, I want to say it's Under the Black Rainbow. I'm not quite positive about that. No, sorry, Beyond the Black Rainbow. I'm sure Under the Black Rainbow was probably the second part in the Black Rainbow trilogy. I'm not sure about that. But this one stars Nicolas Cage and Andrea Riseborough, and they play this couple who is living out in the woods in the 80s, and she, the girl, gets kidnapped by these, I guess I would call them Satanists, these very religious cult people, and Nicolas Cage goes out to fight her, alright? It's very much a standard movie where the good guy's girl gets captured, and he has to fight everyone off to try and find her. What sets this movie apart is the look of it. I guess the only way I can describe this movie without getting into too much spoilers is that it's Jodorowsky's Death Wish, alright? If you know anything about Jodorowsky, he did the movies The Holy Mountain and Sangra, and it's very much a stylistic revenge flick, alright? Cinematography is really astounding. The music is by Johan Johansson, and he's a guy who did the music for Arrival and Sicario. It's got this really incredible, lots of uses of red in this. There's a really cool sequence when the bad guy, and I'm just trying to find out what his name is here, yeah, I think his name is, Linus Roach. He plays the character of Jeremiah. There's a cool sequence where him and Mandy, who is played by Andrea Riseborough, they both have a scene together, but it doesn't do the normal cut between the two actors. It focuses on his face, and then it slowly morphs into Mandy's face. And I thought that was really cool. Lots of use read in this. The sound design is really cool, but the story is just average. It's a very much an average revenge flick. When Nicolas Cage finally escapes and goes after them, it's cool and everything. I guess I just want a little bit more. All right, I don't hate this movie. I think it's really cool to watch. I kind of wish I would have saw this in theaters, because it needs to be seen with like really loud speakers. And even though I have my speakers pretty loud at home, I still need to turn on the subtitles. So maybe watching at home was better. Yeah, I think this is a movie that if you're a fan of art house films, you will probably enjoy this. But if you were expecting a very standard, like, an awesome revenge flick, you might get somewhat disappointed just because it has a very slow beginning of setting up the characters and everything. It also loses some points, too, because there are some moments concerning Mandy that really could have had the tension built if they put, I guess, the original soundtrack instead of having it be scored and do everything in slow motion. I do like the use of animation in this. I guess, Mandy, I'm glad to rate this 1 out of 5 stars, possibly 3 stars. Yeah, like I said before, I liked it. I just didn't really love it, and I think it had elements to be really loved. At the end of the day, it's still just an average revenge tale. It's just done through a very artistic way. Like I said before, it's Jodorowsky's Death Wish mixed with Hellraiser, alright? So yeah, 3 out of 5 stars, I gotta give bands right there. But let's take a break right now. We're gonna play some ads from some other awesome podcast shows, and then I will be back with my review of The Innocents.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Two Girls on a Bench, the podcast. So we're two writers who tend to procrastinate just a bit.
We like to snack. We like to talk.
We don't have time to write, but we have time to do this podcast.
We certainly do. Join us on the bench.
Listen in.
At number 2 Girls on a Bench.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAM Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Listen to The Lair of the Unwanted on iTunes, and you can hear me, Jason Soto, use the F word.
French?
No.
Fudge?
Sorta, but no.
Frank?
No.
Fridge?
No.
Faruka Balk?
What? No.
Farfid Nugan?
Jeez, no.
Alright, what F word could you possibly be talking about?
I'm talking about...
In the Lair of the Unwanted, covering the movies you don't want to see and more, on iTunes.
Welcome back, everybody, to Thrillin' Thursdays, a.k.a. Terrorist Tuesdays, over at Cinema Recall Podcast, which is part of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Now, the next feature I'm going to be reviewing is The Innocents. Now, this is not to be confused with the 2018 series. This is a 1961 gothic horror mystery directed by Jack Clayton, based on the book The Turn of the Screw by Henry James, and it stars Deborah Kerr, Maids Jenkins, Pamela Franklin, Martin Stevens, and it's all about this governess who takes this job at the estate to watch over these kids, and then weird things happen. I'm going to play you a quick theme from the movie, and then I will be back with my thoughts, all right?
We lay, my love and I, beneath a weeping willow. And weep beside the tree, singing, oh, well, oh, welly, by the tree that weeps with me, singing, oh, well, oh, welly, till my lover returns to me. We lay, my love and I, beneath a weep. But now alone I lie. For willow I die. For willow I die.
Now, the reason why I played that theme and not the trailer is because the trailer really misleads you into what this movie's about. The trailer makes you think that it's going to be a body possession movie. And that's not what it is at all. Well, not really. Let me explain the story here. I'm going to do my best to avoid spoilers. So, Deborah Kerr, she plays Miss Giddens. And she's a governess. She gets this job from Michael Redgrave's character, who's just known as the uncle, to watch over his niece and nephews at this big estate. She gets the job because the last governess mysteriously died. And he needs someone to watch over the kids right away. So she goes to this place. And it's very beautiful, it's a nice big house. She meets the little girl, Flora, played by Pamela Franklin, and things are very nice. She knows that Flora has a brother named Miles, but he's away at school. And then when it is announced that Miles got kicked out of school and comes back home, that's when things start getting a little bit odd. She starts seeing these spirits, and you're really not quite sure if she actually can see these ghosts, or it's all in her head. There's a moment when she talks to the younger character, and he asks her if she has a good imagination, and she says yes, so you're really not quite sure. And then she starts hearing these stories about the other, I guess, housekeepers and tenants who used to live there, and how they passed away mysteriously. And then you start to think that maybe the kids are involved, because they don't act, I guess, the way you expect kids to act. They're very creepy kids, alright? And so there's elements where you think that maybe they're the ones that have something to do with the death of the last governess, but you're really not sure. There's a great moment when Deborah Kerr's character sees a ghost or a being up on the roof, and when she goes up there, she just sees the little boy Miles playing, and she asks him, like, did you see someone here? And he's like, no, not really, but just the look on his face makes it seem like he may be lying. This is the perfect example of ambiguity, because you're really not quite sure on who to believe. And when the movie ends, you're still not quite sure if what she saw was true or not, because that character, Deborah Kerr's character, she makes a drastic choice in the end, and you're not quite sure if it's a tragedy or a triumph right there. I think the movie is beautiful. The movie's beautiful to look at, alright? It's got really wonderful cinematography, black and white. It makes really great use of the widescreen aspect ratio. If you ever get a chance to watch this, make sure you see it in the full 2x35 aspect ratio. I know there's probably a free copy on YouTube. Don't watch it, and if you do watch it, make sure it is the full widescreen. If you're watching it and you can't see the full CinemaScope logo, then you should just shut it off. But yeah, I just like the way that it messes with your head, and I guess whatever you think happens in this movie, you're not wrong about it. You can take this movie from either side. Either she is crazy, or she's not, and I still think the movie works really well. In fact, I think this movie would be a good double feature. This would be a great triple feature with The Shining and The Others. In fact, I think that would be a great thing to watch. It would be to watch The Innocents, then The Shining, then The Others. Alright, so I think out of 5 stars, gosh, you know what? It probably will go up higher as I rewatch this again, but I'm going to give this one at least a solid 4.5 stars, alright? It drops a few points just because I didn't really quite understand a lot of it, and I'm sure as I rewatch it and get to know more about it, I'll pick up new things, and I'll probably put up S5. But right now, I'm going to stick with my score of 4.5 stars. I'm going to be posting a full review of this over on the site, thatmomentin.com. Give me some time. To dissect this one, alright? Because I'm going to get into more spoilers in my written review, and I don't want to get to any big spoiler reviews here. But that's it. That's my review for The Innocents. Alright, so that's going to wrap up this edition of Thrilling Thursdays, Terror Tuesdays, Maniac Mondays, whatever you want to call it, whatever day you listen to this, it's fine. I know that for the month of October, I was going to be putting together a audio drama of Ghostbusters, but due to scheduling conflicts and other issues, I'm not able to put that show together. I do apologize about that. We will be doing something like that soon. I just don't know when. So if you're expecting Ghostbusters, I apologize. It's not going to happen. But the good news is this, is that next week, I will be putting on 2 brand new episodes of Cinema Recall Podcast, and we are going to do something really cool. I'm bringing on a whole slew of great guests, and we are going to be talking about movies that we love, that everybody else hates, and then movies that we hate, that everyone else loves, alright? So look for that next week. As always, you can check out all of our past episodes by going to the site, thatmomentin.com. We share the same great podcast network with other great shows such as TV Good, Sleep Bad, Game Warp, Asian Cinema Film Club, and our newest show, which is Cinema Recap. This show is hosted by Mark Jackson and John Bonham, and these two great guys go over the box office of last week, give you some great movie news, and then preview what's coming out the following week. And once in a while, yours truly here, The Vern, will make a guest appearance on that show. Look for that. You can find that on the same network. We're on Stitcher, Podomatic, gosh, where's we got here? Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, just look up thatmomentum.com. We're on Twitter at cinema_recall. Email us cinemarecall@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, just type in Cinema Recall there. Anyways, I'm the Vern. It's late, super late. I'm going to bed. So good night, everybody. I will talk to you soon. All right, take care. Goodbye.